96, Patello northbound slow from 132nd, and we still have that power outage. The grid runs north-south between 1st and Adnac, east-west between Renfrew and Nanaimo. At Specsavers, their simplest offer might just be their best. Complete glasses, only $69, including single vision lenses. Drop by to find your new pair. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. We've got clouds to start the day, but sunshine this afternoon. It's going to be a beauty. The high will be 15, right now 10 degrees.
Move 1035, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
A dad in Kelowna is furious after his 13-year-old daughter was brutally attacked on Gyro Beach and is calling for criminal charges in the devastating attack, which was all caught on video, of course, by multiple bystanders. The video shows a young girl being swarmed by dozens of teens and beaten to the point of unconsciousness. On the world scene, the Lebanese army says Israeli forces breached approximately 400 meters into Lebanese territory today and then withdrew after a short period. Meantime, Israel's multi-layered air defense system, credited with protecting the country from serious damage or casualties from an Iranian strike by some 180 missiles yesterday. 120 people, men and women, intend to pursue new allegations against embattled media mogul Sean Diddy Combs in the coming weeks, according to an attorney representing the individuals, many of whom were minors at the time when they say they had interactions with Combs. And six chemicals, including red dye number 40, used in a lot of food and drink products, have been banned from California public schools this week, elementary through grade 12. Some of those dyes are found in some, but not all products, like Cheetos, Doritos, Skittles, M&M's, Starburst, Gatorade, Mountain Dew, Cap'n Crunch, Ruffles, and Taki brand.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 1035. An iHeart radio station. Dream big. Move.
Dream big.
New keyword now.
Keywords are the way for you to win $1,000 a day and $20,000 a week in our weekly grand prize draws. You enter the keywords on our website.
And we've had people win who have literally entered just one keyword. Mm-hmm. So if you have not entered a keyword yet, it is not too late to get in and dream big. This hour's keyword is bed. You can go back to bed for a day if you win 20 grand now on Monday. Call in sick. Celebrate. Bed is this hour's keyword. Your next keyword in our Dream Big contest is coming up at 10 on Move 103.5.
93.5.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe night to the light so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun. Your every wish will be done. They tell me.
Contest continues. If you missed this hour's keyword, it could be your gateway to winning one of the daily bonus prizes, which is $1,000 every single day, or the weekly grand prize, which is $20,000. We'll do another $20,000 draw on Monday.
This hour's keyword is bed. How nice would it be to be back in bed right now? Enter that on our website at move1035.ca.
I guess we know how Nat's morning is going.
Well, I feel like this every single morning. Like, don't we all
so
want
to? Not unlike any other day? Okay, fair enough. Next keyword's at 10.
103.5. Some very rare and, dare I say, shocking footage captured under the Lionsgate Bridge. Footage of sea lions ripping apart a giant octopus. There were actually two occasions in the last few days captured by the Daily Hive. And according to the Vancouver Aquarium, sea lions do prey on octopus in local waters. But it is super rare to witness it. And again, super rare to catch it on video. And it's distasteful.
It's distasteful? What, capturing it on video?
No, it's distasteful that it happens. Now, the aquarium didn't say that. I said it. Aquarium said it's probably a natural behavior. But I say it is shocking and upsetting that the puppies of the sea could be this heinous.
Kind of agree.
Like, it's not like, that's not what I expect from sea lions. And I always root for you when it's the orcas against you. But the whole octopus thing, like, I don't know now. Like, I feel differently about them. Like, I couldn't even watch. I saw the stills. I could not watch the video.
Okay, but this is, as the aquarium is so rightfully pointed out, this is...
Yeah, you can't really pick. Like, you can't say that, you know, you're going to save the seals from the whales, and then you can't save the octopus from this.
No, you can't. Like, despite just playing Elton John from The Lion King, it is not a Disney movie out there. You know, real life is animals turn on each other. Sometimes they abandon their young. Like, it is a harsh, harsh world out there. And this is just the real way that it is.
I'm not a fool. I understand.
Well, you just called it distasteful.
It still is.
The sea lion had a choice in the matter. The sea lion has watched a Netflix documentary and is now better informed and isn't going to make those kind of choices.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I really think there's been a wholesale shift on octopus since my octopus teacher.
From sea lions?
Well, maybe not from them, but okay. I think from people, like, I think that's just, you know, like, it was, I think, rare maybe 5 years ago where you're, like, really rooting for the octopus. Yeah. But I do think that documentary, it was an Oscar-winning documentary, and it was so huge in 2020. People, like, really got a different glimpse into the world of, like, octopus.
I agree.
It's a hard thing to explain, but sometimes you just get a feeling and you know there's something to this creature that's very unusual. There's something to learn here.
Like, if you watched that movie and didn't cry, you are a psychopath. Like, there's something inherently wrong with you. Like, I know people that are, like, they're not vegetarians or anything like that. Like, I have good friends of mine that watched my octopus teacher and just, my friend Mike is like, there's no way I would ever eat an octopus again. Like, just no. And he'll eat other meat and stuff like that. But the octopus, it was just like a weirdly different level animal.
Well, it's like there's a scene when he wraps his tentacle around the guy's finger. Mm-hmm. And you're like.
And they swim together.
What? Like holding hands.
Okay, but did I miss something? I thought we were talking about sea lions eating the octopus and not people under the Lionsgate Bridge. Sea lions that were opening? We're doing this?
The octopus must be protected at all costs.
No.
Is what Nat said.
It's the circle of life. Let the sea lion be a sea lion.
I think it's just the rooting, right? It's like before, like, just all of a sudden, like, the game has shifted, and what, like, we root for now has changed, I think.
Yes.
Like, I love seals. They're so freaking cute, but, you know, this would be the one time where I'm like, you know what, I wish...
So the octopus is the home team. There's nothing that the octopus could do that would ever make you turn on the octopus.
I don't think so.
What if an octopus grabbed a dog?
That wouldn't happen. They wouldn't do that. It's not their nature. They're actually very shy. They're, like, super shy. Anyway, if you haven't watched that documentary, I know it's years old, but it's really good. Okay. And then just don't look at seals today.
It's 8:17. Coming up, the scoop this morning. Fill you in on the latest in just a few.
Hey there, it's Nat and Drew. With your help, we can make a difference for families facing hunger this Thanksgiving.
Can we ever? Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving is back.
October 10th from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at Guilford Town Center, we'll be collecting cash and non-perishables for the Surrey Food Bank.
Join in and help us put the giving in Thanksgiving.
Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving, supported by California Closets. Details at move1035.ca.
Your investments are about more than money. They're about your future, enjoying a comfortable retirement, or leaving a legacy for your family. Look no further than the Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income. It provides key investing strategies to build a portfolio that will help generate income for years to come. Whether you're looking to travel the world or hit the pickleball courts, we'll help you get there. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherCanada.com to download an audio version and listen today. That's FisherCanada.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement de Québec.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now, only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 12 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
White Spot knows that one of the hardest Thanksgiving traditions to master is turkey math. Like, how big is a 15-pound turkey? How many people does a 9-kilo turkey feed? Was it 13 minutes per pound? And is this going to be enough to feed the whole family? This Thanksgiving season, skip the turkey math and bring the family to White Spot. Enjoy favorites like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Or pre-order and take away our heat and serve dinner for two and enjoy one free pie. Now that's math everyone can appreciate. On now to October 14th at White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Advance voting starts next week for the provincial general election.
I'm voting in advance. It's so quick and easy.
Agreed. I vote in advance every election.
I voted in advance last time, and it's the way to go.
Advance voting will be open October 10th to 13th and October 15th and 16th. Look for your Where to Vote card in the mail, which shows advance voting places and when they are open. Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
Everyone loves an easy call, like getting more for less, or avoiding Highway 1 during rush hour, or banking with Van City. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like waiving first year annual fees on all Visa cards. Join over 500,000 members at Van City and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Visa terms and conditions apply.
Move 103.5's Quick Picks with Leanne McLaren.
It's time to put you first. Move 103.5 has your chance to win a pair of tickets to Canada's Women's Expo at TradeX from October 18th to 20th, plus $1,000 to 8 West Clinic. Go to move1035.ca for your chance to win.
Move 103.5's Quick Picks.
Plan to see the largest surviving sternwheeler in BC, the SS Sycamus, when you visit Penticton. Built in 1914, the SS Sycamus boasts an amazing history and magical elegance. Join the crew October 26th for a captivating story of intrigue and murder during a roaring 20s party. And don't miss their many festive onboard activities this Christmas. For hours of operation and event details, visit sssycamus.ca.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
The Joker
is a monster.
I just want to blow it all up.
This Friday.
His depraved acts of violence led to riots by his followers.
Nobody knew I existed. But look around, look at all these people. Who do you think they see?
You can do anything you want. You're Joker.
Joker. Only in theaters Friday.
BC farming families like K&W Farms work hard to make sure you get fresh quality island eggs.
We've been BC egg farmers for 28 years now. You can find our eggs as Island Gold Enriched Brown or Island Gold Omega 3.
We're local, we're fresh, and we're family run.
As an egg farmer and a company, we're proud to show you what BC farmers do on a daily basis to get you a fresh quality egg.
Available at local grocery stores. For more information, visit islandeggs.com.
CTV News Vancouver.ca, your trusted news source. Get stories that matter to you 24/7. Local breaking news, anytime, anywhere at CTVNewsVancouver.ca and the CTV News app.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. In Vancouver, that power outage continues north-south between 1st and Adnac, east-west between Renfrew and Nanaimo. Use the four-way stop procedure at intersections. Portman heavy westbound from 176, Patello busy northbound from 132nd. If you're driving and come across a downed power line, never drive over it. Stay back at least 10 meters and call 911. bchydro.com/staysafe. We've got a few clouds this morning, but then sunshine this afternoon. The high will be 15, right now 10 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show coming up. Lady Gaga is engaged, has some interesting wedding plans. We'll have the details and the scoop.
After music from Alanis Morissette. Today's Best Variety, Move 103.5. Alanis Morissette, Move 103.5. Lady Gaga sharing some details about her wedding plans.
Here's the scoop.
Gaga is engaged to businessman Michael Polanski. They're a pretty low-profile celebrity couple. They've been together for over 4 years now, but you don't hear a whole lot about them. So I guess her comments last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live probably shouldn't be a huge, huge surprise. The subject of her wedding came up, and she talked about what they talk about doing.
We actually talk a lot about just going to a courthouse, just the two of us, and ordering Chinese food.
Yeah, yeah.
Just going to a court. Lady Gaga get married at the courthouse, just her and her fiance, and ordering some Chinese food. Now, she did acknowledge that, you know, this is Lady Gaga we're still talking about. There's a chance that it could become like a huge three-ring circus. But they do talk a lot about just going to the courthouse, just the two of them, and getting it done.
I could see both. I could see like a day of that and then like something else or whatever, or just, or like some sort of Lady Gaga pop-up wedding. Like, you know what I mean? Like after doing the official stuff somewhere, just having like this crazy, huge spectacle.
Performance art spectacle off the charts. Yeah. We'll see. They'll probably keep the details pretty quiet. They were very informal about sharing the news of their engagement even. I don't even think it was official. I don't even think there were too many rumors that she was engaged. And then there's one day at the Paris Olympics, she referred to him as her fiance.
It's like,
I guess that's happening.
It's so shocking that a celebrity as big as Lady Gaga is able to kind of just be under the radar if she wants to.
Apparently, it is possible.
Travis Kelce is just like regular people. As he gets older, he realizes that he has to watch what he eats. A new episode of his podcast is out this morning, and him and his brother were talking about, you know, just like treats when they're sort of hanging around, you know, in the locker room and sort of, you know, at the stadiums and stuff like that. And I guess there's a certain day that seems to be donut day for the Kansas City Chiefs. And so this is Travis Kelce talking about seeing the donuts.
I see that golden glazed donut just sitting in the yellow box. I'm just like, I don't need that today.
Sounds like Homer Simpson.
Sounds like a sex hotline, doesn't it?
Like if Homer Simpson was doing
it. It sounds like he's talking about Lee's Donuts. I'm just looking at that glazed donut that yellow box.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are the donuts coming from?
So he's saying as he's like approaching his 35th birthday, he's all of a sudden at this age where, you know, you just can't have donuts.
It's a sad, sad day, Travis.
Welcome to it.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.
Move 103.5.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know.
Roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. And it's new, shiny toy.
up with the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. You're folding off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been than I could have ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I was there on my phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for.
Tate McRae on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Thanks for joining us. Well, the fall shows continue to roll out. Grey's Anatomy had its premiere last week. This week, it's the 25th season premiere for Law & Order SVU.
Russell Ramsey was attacked at Rikers.
He was beaten and raped.
He was killed.
Your false allegation put him there. Under the law, you're responsible for his death.
Manslaughter. It ain't covered under your deal, sweetheart.
25 years Mariska Hargitay has been on Law & Order SVU, and ahead of this season premiere, she says she definitely has some secondary trauma, having been on so many episodes of this dark and twisted show. I think the episode count that she, like, she's missed a few along the way, but I think she's done over 450 episodes of Law & Order SVU.
I've never seen one episode of that show. And just hearing the clips from it, I'm like, oh, wow.
That's pretty mild. Like, the clip that we just played is actually quite mild. It's network TV, so obviously they don't swear, but the subject matter that they get into and the nature of some of the crimes, it's just depraved stuff.
Yeah, well, and the SUV or SDU, that gives you,
officially for the show, it's Special Victims Unit, but the original title of the show was Sex Crimes Unit.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
All sex crimes.
Yeah. Ugh.
Right? Yeah. Now, she is the hottest woman on television.
Mariska Hargitay.
Holy mackerel. And is she not one of the highest paid? I think she was one of the early birds.
In terms of network TV stars, I think so. Like some of the like superstars, like if Julia Roberts does an Apple TV show, that might be different. But in terms of the network stuff, she'd be right up there with like Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy as being
the two of them.
The top
and I think
paid.
She kind of pioneered it, which is amazing. She was like, yep, I'm on this great show with all these dudes and everybody's making a whole lot of money. And guess what? Now it's my turn.
She's the superstar who keeps it going. It's unbelievable the run that she has had and the show has had. I can't watch too much of the show, but I do watch it. Like it's a good one and done. Like if you just want like a cop story, an investigation story, 40, 45 minutes, like you can't do much better than any of the Law and Order shows, I think. They're great for that. But I can't watch too much of it because I get what Mariska Hargitay is talking about, the secondary trauma that comes from this. Like what for you, what is the creepiest show on television? The show that creeped you out or traumatized you. What was that show for you?
You know, I was thinking that I don't really have one. Like I got out of Dexter because it got too ridiculous, not because it creeped me out. Mm. Like it was in Dexter was the one where he worked in forensics, but he also was a serial killer, but he only killed bad guys.
Yeah.
And it was gory and the whole bit. And like, it didn't creep me out. It was just like, oh, and then, like just the plausibility,
right?
Like the deniable plausibility just kind of, it just went off the rails for me. But there was a show that I don't know if everybody will be familiar with it, but you might have seen it on Netflix. The first season came out in 2017. It was Jessica Biel. It's called The Sinner. And she actually is the producer. She starred only in the first season of it. And she's like, it's a crime drama as well. And she was in it and she played this woman that had some trauma. She was a young mom. And all of a sudden on the beach one day, she goes crazy and starts to stab somebody to death and nobody knows why. And all of this trauma comes back to her.
Oh,
and it was the story thread of that ended up being quite disturbing.
Ooh.
And it was the one, and they've made like, there's been like three or four now seasons of The Sinner. But I'm just like, ooh.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. A few messages here from people like Amanda and Marcia and Heather, who are all citing the early episodes of Criminal Minds, which was another network show, but again, I think went into some real depraved crimes. Back when Mandy Patinkin, I think, was on that show. What show was it for you? The most twisted, the most traumatic, the creepiest show on TV for you? 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103535.
The Nat and Drew Show.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf. Monday at 9 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
A provincial general election has been called for October 19th. And there are so many ways to vote.
I always vote in advance. It's so easy.
I vote by mail. Super convenient.
I vote at my district electoral office.
I like voting on final voting day.
There are so many ways to vote. Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
One simple act now can help protect your loved ones and lock in today's prices. Learn about pre-planning your estate at Dignity Memorial's open house this Saturday at Ocean View Burial Park and this Sunday at Victory Memorial Park. Take advantage of significant open house savings up to 18% and no interest payments over 60 months. Enter on site for a chance to win a $1,500 travel certificate. Call 604-328-6079. Terms and conditions apply. See an associate for details. 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, V5G 3M1. 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, V5J 1A4. 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, V4P 1P3. A division of Service Corporation International Canada.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
And now De Beers has been sold. Jewelers worldwide are worried about what's going to happen next.
But our reputation for always paying cash on the spot makes Spence Diamonds a favorite customer of diamond mines and diamond cutting houses all over the world.
That's why we're not worried, and you shouldn't be either.
You have Spence, and Spence has Fiona.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Attention Save-On Food shoppers, we have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save-On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save-On Foods, giving you extra.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details. It's time for
Tim's. So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to youmoveme.com.
As a small business owner, you have a lot on your plate, like attracting customers, retaining customers, making customers happy, asking happy customers for a recommendation, managing staff, managing overhead, managing expectations, dealing with suppliers, and dealing with random tasks you never could have predicted.
One thing you really don't want to deal with is an unreliable mobile network. Switch to Bell and keep your business connected dependably with Canada's best 5G network. Count on Bell for your business and enjoy great offers during Small Business Month. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/smallbizmonth for details. Bell, doing business just got better.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation!
Then, again in app.
And me, in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome!
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game piece prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
It could be your colleague, your neighbor, or your best friend. It could be your mother or your daughter or wife. When 1 in 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer, it affects us all. So join us October 6th at the Canadian Cancer Society CIBC Run for the Cure and support the future of all women. Because when you run for one, you run for all. Sign up today at CIBCRunForTheCure.com.
My name is Kim, and I'm John Rustad's wife. After getting married, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer, and then I was told I could not have children. If you've had the joy of watching John around his 6 nieces and nephews, you'd understand the disappointment I had in sharing the news. Not only was John warm and supportive, but our love grew even more. John is a good man. He has always fought to make the world a better place. I hope you support him on October 19th.
Authorized by the Conservative Party of BC. 250-434-2550.
Hello, goal setter. You're awesome. Come set your financial goals with Golf and Fraser and see how awesome they can be too. Talk to us about a smart money plan today. Golf and Fraser. Power your possible.
Davis with Move 103.5 traffic. Busy spots. The Portman westbound slow from 176. The Patello northbound slow from 132nd. We still have the power outage in Vancouver. First to Adnack and Renfrew to Nanaimo. Use the four-way stop there. Traffic is brought to you by Specsavers. And have you had your eyes checked lately? Book an eye exam, including OTC, from $99 at Specsavers. At participating locations, eye exams performed by independent optometrists. Visit specsavers.ca for details. Weather is for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $40 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. A few clouds this morning and then sunshine. It's going to be beautiful. The high will be 15, right now 10 degrees.
You said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't
waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather. Yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you. For you,
yeah.
Don't complicate it,
yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
Sucker for you.
Brothers on Move 103.5, talking about the creepiest shows on TV. The 25th season of Law & Order SVU premieres on TV this week. And Mariska Hargitay has said that after doing this show for so long, like over 450 episodes of the show, she feels like she has secondary trauma from being so close to so many depraved, disgusting storylines over the years.
Nervous laughter.
Thank you.
It's a coping. I'm sure she does the same. I'm sure they do the same on that show. How could you not? What is the creepiest show that you have ever watched? Maybe you get secondary trauma from that show. I'd say of all the texts that we've received and Facebook messages as well, two shows keep coming up over and over again, one of which is American Horror Story. And Amy, that's the show for you. What kind of effect did it have on you?
Well, they were really good at the jump scare and the supernatural element of it. And just the, I mean, they went, you talk about dark places, they went to really dark places in that show. I mean, serial killers and witchcraft, and it was terrifying. It was terrifying. I mean, we talk about Psycho, the shower scene in Psycho, but I, you know, there was a bathroom scene in this show that, you know, had a very suspenseful, moment ending with a jump scare. In the shower, and I still get nervous in the shower.
Oh wow.
Years now. Yeah, it really creeps me out because of the supernatural element to it.
Thanks for the call, Amy. Appreciate it. American Horror Story, we have so many texts on that, and Criminal Minds. from Fiona. She said, love it, binge it, but OMG, so creepy. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with some of these shows that creep people out. Like, even Amy, it sounds like she watched a lot of American Horror Story before she eventually bailed on it.
Yeah.
But there are some shows that you are creeped out and traumatized by it, but you can't stop watching it.
So I tried American Horror Story, like, when it first came out. And I remember I was on a plane. And so it was, well, like months after it first came out. And it was the first season where the rubber man was in it. So it was the guy, he was one of the ghosts, but he was in an all rubber suit. And it just, I remember starting to watch it on a plane.
Erin is closing her eyes already. Can't even hear the rubber man.
I think
man
he had like a
described.
Zipper for a mouth, which is just all kinds of, you know.
Keep going, Dad. Yeah. Keep going.
And it was just, and I was like, oh, I was really creeped out at the time. So I stopped watching. Now I'm curious to go back because I really truly find that most stuff doesn't really bother me. Mm. But I remember at the, and I don't, maybe it's just people in rubber suits, but I remember rubber man.
I wonder what happened to Rubber Man with the zipper mouth.
And the thing was that they had billboards at the time, and Rubber Man was on the billboards for American Horror Story. And that was just like 2000, whatever, though, 2010, 2011,
something like that.
And he was just, it was everywhere. And it was like, oh, God, that's just so, something about like the no face, zipper mouth.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, Erin has never watched American Horror Story or Criminal Minds. Did you watch SVU?
No.
Okay.
Like, I found out what it was like specifically dealing with, no thank you. And I tried American Horror Story. I got about 5 minutes in. Like, I don't even like to have the, you know, are they called thumbnails that pop up like
on the tiles? Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't even like to see that on my
television. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I do not. There was one like thing with a clown. No, it scared me every time I opened up the
You should
television.
Put a block on anything made by Ryan Murphy on your Netflix account to keep that stuff out
Good
of the
idea.
Feed.
All Hallmark Christmas movies all the time.
Come on.
You have my heart and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I'ma stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my under my umbrella, in love, in love, in, under my umbrella.
103.5 and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way at 9:35. We always give the answer to question one. Helps you play the game faster. Hopefully that means you'll win that $1,000. This morning, the answer to question one is a murder.
Murder.
A murder. There you go.
Things were keeping that creepy vibe going here this morning after talking creepy TV shows, apparently. Throwback throwdown just moments from now. Here's Ed Sheeran on Move Radio.
An arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more.